Hey there, guys. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I'm out here in a winter wonderland. I thought I'd share it with you. It's got nothing to do with the topic. The topic today is why a woman cannot respect a man who proves that he cannot respect himself. A woman can't respect a man who she knows doesn't respect himself. And the story that goes with this is one I heard years ago, but it came up again in another venue. Has to do with a guy who is trying to get his wife to like him. He's a successful guy, tall, dark, and handsome. Makes a lot of money. He owns his own company. All the ladies in the neighborhood at the barbecues watch him flipping burgers and playing with the kids. They all hit on him. He's really a great guy outside of his own home. You know, he feels confident. He gets inside the home and he turns into a pile of mush. He thinks he deserves sex. She's not giving him sex. She's been disrespectful. She's been snarky. She's been dismissive. And she also isn't pulling her weight. I said, what's going on? What's your plan to turn things around? He goes, I got a plan. What I've been doing is, you know, even though I'm working like 70-hour weeks and she has a credit card, she could buy whatever she wants. No questions asked. She has all the money she wants. So I don't give her a hard time about that. And I do all the cooking now. I do all the breakfast. I do all the dinners. And I pass by the grocery store anyway. So I do all the shopping too. And I have higher standards at home for a clean house. So I ended up doing all the vacuuming. And I'm doing all the laundry now too. And she even gets on me about that. And well, when I want sex, she's still refusing me. And so what I did the other day, he said, I brought home some flowers. And the day after that, I brought home some flower petals, some rose petals, and some candles. And I even decorated the whole bathtub. We have a big jetted tub. And then what I did was drew her a hot bath. And I took her to the bathroom to show her what I did for her. And she got in the bathtub. And as she sunk down into the hot water, she looked at me and she said, you know, you don't have to try so hard. And he got so pissed off then. He got so angry. He didn't even know what it meant. And he asked me, how much do I have to do? How much more do I have to do to get this woman to lighten up with me? And I said, you need to do much less. Much, much less. And he said, why? And that's what this video is about. It's about men who will do anything for affirmation, anything for attention. Men who will do anything for recognition, affection, sex. And even though we're powerful outside of the house, even though we're successful business owners and managers and whatever we do for a living, we feel confident and competent there and people seem to admire us. But back home, when we're having problems in our relationship, or if you're just dating a woman and you're getting a snarky, dismissive, disrespectful attitude, it's probably because she has an inkling that you don't respect yourself. If we jump through hoops and we do everything possible to get a woman to like us, she knows that that is proof that we don't like ourselves too much. That's what I do with men. That's the program we go through. We go through, how do you take that confidence and competence you have outside of the romance department and bring it back into relationship to where you know you are the prize? You are a man of value. You are a confident being in your own skin and you don't need her to like you. The men who have the most amazing sex lives, who have the most sexual variety and openness and lightness with women, are the men who don't give a shit. They know themselves. They know their value. And even in a long-term marriage, 20, 30 years, when a woman is smelling a sense of self-loathing or a sense that you don't know your own value and that you have to vacuum and do laundry and dishes and shopping and cooking just to get her to like you, all she can see is a man who doesn't respect himself. And it is impossible for a woman to feel attracted and sexy and desirous of a man who doesn't respect himself. That's my message today. This is a table you can turn. This is something you have control over. But it takes some work to get to the root of why it's like that with women, but it's not like that at work. This is a critical point you have to understand. Why is it like this with women, but it's not like this at work? Once you understand that, you have the keys to the kingdom. Anyway, have a great day. Enjoy the view. This is beautiful out here. The wind's not blowing for a change. That's why I came out to share it with you. We'll talk to you on the next video. If you want to give me a call, you know how to get a hold of me at steve@goodguystogreatmen.com. Love to have a consultation call with you to talk about self-respect and losing neediness that we have about us. Take care, brother, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.